you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey mamas, what the fuck is good? My name is Camo, and you're listening to another episode of Unfazed and Unbothered, the podcast where we rant, rave, and ramble about literally any and everything. If this is your 236, we're starting at 236. 236. 36, period. It's going to be a great episode. If this is your first time tuning in, go ahead and hit subscribe, turn on them post bell notifications. New episodes drop every Thursday. It's free to stream wherever you get your podcast. So there's no excuse, okay? Sound off in the comments, sound off in the reviews. Thank you. Okay, so this episode is going to be all over the place, but that's nothing new. It is a full moon tomorrow, the 5th of May. If you're listening today on Thursday, prepare, okay? I want to read a journal entry-ish. You know, I haven't done that in a while. So I've got my journal right here. And yeah, stay tuned for that if you're a spiritual moon mama, because this is a lunar eclipse, and it's the first one of 2023. It's a pretty big deal. So if you are a spiritual moon mama, stay tuned. Okay, but let's start with the life updates. So I have been having crazy dreams, crazy dreams. And I don't know like where that stems from, but a lot of my dreams lately have been like the end of times, or it'll feel like an episode of The Last of Us, but mostly it's like someone is killing me, someone is coming after me. It's like some prophetic events occurring, or I'm killing people, usually bad people. It's not innocent people, don't worry. But one dream that I have had, or there is this manor, this huge estate that I see periodically in my dreams. I don't know what's that about, but I haven't seen this place in a long time. I have had a lot of dreams being around this place, breaking into this place. And last night, it's been the first time in like 2 years that I have dreamt of this place. And I did, and I woke up fucking terrified. So you know, I can only give so many details of a dream, but in the past, I see this like humongous manor, old, haunted. It's like known to be haunted. And you go in and it's just the architecture and like the build, the size, all the different rooms. It's just so intense and so big. And in the past, like no one's been in there, and like it's just kind of been ransacked. And like I go in there and like, you know, you start hearing weird noises and things start moving. And then I typically run out of the house. But last night I was dreaming of this place and I had some like arrangements to stay there, and now it's like opened to the public or something like that. So I go approach the door, I ring the doorbell, and if y'all have seen Rose Red, it's an old Stephen King's movie. It's like the house is alive, right? And there's like this character in there who's like the housemaid, and when people like would come, she was like a ghost or something. But anyways, I don't remember all the details, but she was like, at one point, "We've been expecting you." And that like always stuck with me in my childhood. And so like I had like a similar chilling greeting at this manor door. And it was this very tall, like 7-foot woman who looked very scary, you know? And she walked me in and was showing me around. And I was like, "So is the place haunted? Are the rumors true?" And she kind of like laughed and was like, "I wouldn't say haunted, but it is built over a morgue," or something like that. And she was like, "There's been a lot of people in and out of here, I'll just say." Something like that. It was very chilling, right? And then there was like kittens everywhere. But then, you know, your dreams don't make sense. There was like popcorn ceiling, but it was like really dusty and dirty. But there was like imprints of cats. I don't know what the significance of the cat in my dream is, but you could just see like all these indentions that looked like cat or kittens, really looked more like kittens, not like full grown cats. And there was like several kittens that I was like seeing, and I was like playing with them, and there were so many. And she didn't seem to like notice the cats, and I said something about the kitten. I was like, "Oh my god, there's kittens, I love kittens." She's like, "Where's the kitten?" And she, I don't know, like freaked out. And then I started getting like a bad vibe in my dream. And I'm like, I need to go get my friend who's staying. She also said something like, I asked her how much it was to stay there. And she was like, "Your stay is going to be $30,000. I don't know, y'all. I know it doesn't make any fucking sense, but this is just my dream. And I'm just telling y'all, okay? I have to tell somebody. Yeah, she said it was gonna be like $30,000 to stay. And I'm like, yeah, I can't really afford that, but let me go talk to my partner. They're staying here with me, and yeah, maybe they'll have the money, but I'll let you know. And I start backing up, trying to get out of here, and she comes after me, and like sub force is pulling me back, you know? And I'm like a cartoon, like grabbing like the doorway, trying to get out, and she's like pulling me back. And I wake up to in my dream, I was screaming. I didn't like wake up screaming. It wasn't that dramatic, but like I woke up while I was screaming for help. And I was like, I woke up on my bitch, what? I ain't seen that place in a while.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find
people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
So I don't know what all of that is about. So if there's any like dream interpreters out there who can kind of help me understand where all of these nightmares and crazy dreams are coming from and where like a repeat setting comes from, because I've seen that. There was like growing up, there was one other repeat dream I would have, and it was like I was in another specific house and there would be somebody walking in the backyard about to abduct me. I don't know why, but it was the same setting. It was in the same like backyard with this second story porch that I was on, and it was just like a lot of greenery, and like I've had that dream a lot. I haven't had that dream though in probably like 10 years, but I had it so often growing up that I remember the details very well. But this particular like manor, I don't know any details of it. It's just humongous and haunted. And come to find out last night, apparently there is a morgue in the basement or something like that. So yeah, I don't know why I just vomited that all on y'all, but you know, welcome to my dreams, you know? Yeah, so fun. We live, laugh, love. What else? I got the photos back from the photo shoot I've been talking about, and I am obsessed with them. They are on my Instagram. I felt so pussy. Felt so pussy. The outfits really did come together, and I'm very, very pleased with them. Actually, one of them, I mean, all of them look like they could be a cover to something, but one of them in particular, I don't know, just the energy and the pose and everything. I'm like, oh my God, I could see this being my album cover. So I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. Who knows? But it definitely gave album cover. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. Don't want to say too much. I've also continued my health streak. I mentioned last week, I'm making better decisions, not eating late. I didn't go to Chick-fil-A at all this week, which is a huge accomplishment for me. I didn't go to the racetrack to get a Snickers ice cream bar. Those bitches are the devil. So stay away if you know what's best for you, okay? I'm just going to continue that. I'm intermittent fasting again, kind of. And it's great. It's going good for me. Okay, so after this, I'm going to go to the park, get my steps in. But the biggest life update of all is I got a new car. I did. She's a 2020 Kia Soul GT line, whatever that means. Her name is Miss Kiki, Miss Nina at the Hyundai in Smyrna sold me on her. I had no intention of getting a Kia Soul. I've always admired them. I love the boxiness. It's kind of like an affordable G-Wagon, which is my dream car. So I have always liked them aesthetically, but I didn't know anything about them. And my family kind of instilled in my brain all of life that I have to get a Honda or a Toyota because it needs to last for the rest of the unforeseeable future, which I can't think like that anymore, okay? Growing up, I experienced a lot of hardship. My parents lost houses a few times. They went bankrupt. My dad had a car repossessed. So all of those events have traumatized me into thinking that the same was going to happen. But I've changed my life over the past few years. I have proven myself to be financially able to afford these things, and I've been more responsible in the past year, still have some buckling down to do, but I moved out in November and I proved myself to be able to keep that up. And now it's time to get a new car. I'm 28 years old. Still blows my mind. I feel like a child sometimes, but I have no credit. I have no credit whatsoever at 28 years old. I've never had a credit card ever. So when I did get my house, I was conditionally approved. Same with the car. So my car payment is a lot heftier than I would have liked. I almost didn't get her because of that, but I sat there for a while and thought to myself, do I want to keep driving my current car that is falling apart, or do I want to make better decisions with your spending and budget for this car? And that's what I chose to do. You know, I can't live life with, oh, I need to buy a car because it's got to last me 10 years. Realistically, I'm not going to have this car for 2 years. So, you know, my other car, she does still run. My family's very much been, if it ain't broke, don't fix it type of mentality. They're very frugal, which is good. It's a good thing, trait to have, but I don't need to think like that. I don't need to expect failure. I don't need to make all my life decisions around the fact that growing up, this happened to my parents. I'm not my parents, okay? They did the best they could. They were dealt some unfair cards, but I have a different deck, okay? And I have to trust myself more, which is what I was talking about last week. I'm just really trying to showcase that and move forward with that and be more of an adult. I need to grow my credit and build it so that I can buy a house one day. So these, you know, all of these things, I needed to get a new car one day. So why not do it now? You know, my other car, it was a 2015 Toyota Yaris, which was the newest car I'd ever had at the time. Prior to that, I didn't ever have a car over the year 2003. Okay. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who came through for me. If you're not aware, back in 2020, I was serving tables. I was broke as fuck, could barely afford my bills, and I had roommates. I was in between housing. I was living off tips. I had never made a brand deal. I had a smaller presence online. I didn't make any money online. I was living off of tips, okay? And my car at the time, it was like a 2003 Toyota Matrix. It finally gave up on me at like 250 something thousand miles. And you girls really came through for me and helped get me my Yaris. So I just want to say thank you so much for that. She served her purpose. She did me great. She was a great car. She's still a great running car, but cosmetically, she's falling apart. Okay. I got her for a heck of a deal. She had previously been in a wreck. They fixed it, but at glance, it didn't look like there was any problems. There was like a lot of weird bells and whistles that were missing and weird things about it, period. But that's why I got her for a heck of a deal. But it was like two, 3 weeks in, the back bumper started coming unhinged and like it was catching wind on the highway and looked like fucking wings, okay? And then I hit a light post at Lenox Mall, not paying attention, on my phone. Thank God it was a light post and not another car. But the front end was falling off. The headlight was kind of crooked and my front bumper was being held up by red duct tape, which is kind of embarrassing. I also, if you're a 285 girly, you know, from exit 30 to 20, that whole stretch of highway is awful. Just so many potholes, uneven pavement, cracks in the road. And it seems like they're always working on the road, but there's no progress ever made. What the fuck is that about? Why are people even paying taxes? Come on now, get it together. But I did hit a pothole so bad or something in the road like 2 weeks ago in my Yaris. And the alignment was so fucked that if I let go of the handle or the steering wheel, that bitch was going to go in the other lane. So it was a hazard. I was either going to have to put forth a lot of money into fixing her and the bumper and everything. She also had 180 something thousand miles. I put a lot of miles on that bitch in like the 2.5 years I had her. Or I could get a new car, which is what I did. And she is a 2020 Kia Soul, Miss Kiki. She is white. I am living my suburban soccer mom fantasy. I think I might, out of pure irony, I might get some of those soccer mom stick figure families and get like a, you know, a lady boy. Might get them custom made so it's more accurate. And three cats. You know, so I'm thinking about doing that. She's white. She's got like these red accents on her. She sits high up. She's gorgeous. She's boxy. I love her. She's like an affordable G-Wagon. Yeah, she is. She's got all these features I've never experienced. I got a key fob now. I've never had a fucking key fob ever. Literally every car I've ever had was manual. I had to unlock it. Very old school, which is fine, you know. That was fine. She was still a good car, but this has Apple Play, a touch screen. It's got all these safety features and cruise control and this and the third. So this is a huge thing for me, and I'm very pleased and I'm very happy that I did decide on going forward with that process. I did want a RAV4 or something else, a Honda or a Toyota, just because, you know, my family's always drilled in me like you need to get one of those because they are great lasting cars. They last forever, but newer cars, they will last if you take care of them. And realistically, I'm not going to need this car to last me 10 years. I might turn her in when I refinance, who fucking knows. But point being made, trust in yourself, okay? And I'm gonna have to be wiser with my spending. And so this is a good thing for me. It will be more responsibility. I'm going to have to buckle down, and I'm excited for that. I am. So on that note, I'm going to go on a break. And when I get back, I'm going to read from my journal about this full moon tomorrow. So stay tuned.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
All right, girls, let's get into this full moon. It's a full flower moon, so get your journals out. We are journaling, mamas. That's what we're doing. So this is the first solar eclipse, or not solar, lunar eclipse, my bad, of 2023, and it is the culmination of a cycle that started 6 months ago, so it's one cycle is coming to an end. A great time to start planting new seeds, releasing, and reflecting, really and truly. And this is supposed to be like an emotional, intense moon that brings lots of transformation, lots of metamorphosis. So really reflect on, you know, your the changes that you've made internally. You know, so like, how are you processing your feelings and the changes you've made since like what, 2021? This has been like a series of cycles that has occurred, and this is like the start of a new cycle. So yeah, these are some journal prompts I have written down. What can I let go of to move forward? Personally, fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of success too. I have hesitated to put myself out there with certain situations, with certain people, with certain responsibilities, such as having a car, because I was convinced from the traumas I experienced growing up that this was bound to happen. You know, so I fear that, and I let fear dictate how I move sometimes and what decisions I make and moving forward. You know, also being an artist is scary. Okay. I that is my biggest passion, my biggest dream, my biggest goal. None of this was. I'm very appreciative for the life I've built and for the opportunities that I've had. But growing up, this was never a goal or a desire of mine. So I have kind of been hesitant on moving forward with music and putting all of me into it because of the outcome, the rejection, the opinions of others. So I have to let go of that fear. I have to let go of control and expectations. I can't control an outcome. I can't put all this pressure on myself or all this pressure on other people and getting upset when somebody doesn't fulfill the expectation that I had for them. Okay, we're all individuals, and I am only in control of myself, not the world around me. So I have to let go of that. I can't let circumstances or people not being exactly who I thought they were or hoped that they would be bring me down or hold me back or get in the way of me moving forward. So those are things I have to let go of. So what are some things that you can let go of to move forward? Okay. Ask yourself these questions, journal them down. It's great to have it written down so you can look back and kind of see, you know, earlier in this year, one of my goals was to get a new car. I didn't put much thought into it. Same when I moved out finally, you know, I obviously it always sounded great, like, oh, a new car and a new house on my own, but I had never actually put myself out there, right? And I was pleasantly surprised. I only looked at two places and I decided on this. This was like the first place I decided on. And you know, I just went for it. Don't know where I was going with that. Shit, lost my train of thought. Jesus. Anyways, next prompt is, what am I most grateful for right now? Personally, my connections, family, friends, my mutuals, just connections in general, good, positive connections that I have in my life. My resources, I have more money, I have a car, I have a house, you know, I'm very grateful for these things, and my talents as well, which got me here. So I'm very grateful for those. So what are y'all grateful for? Okay, girls. Next prompt, how can I take better care of myself? I mean, that's kind of self-explanatory. Walking more, going to the gym more, eating better, more sleep. That's a big one that I've struggled with. Getting better, more restful sleep, you know. What are some things I need to forgive myself and others for? Personally, taking more time to reach my goals. I have to forgive myself for some of my bad habits and also just mistakes I've made and situations I've put myself in. But for others, you know, I have to forgive others for not loving me the way I had hoped they would, or the way that I loved them, or reciprocating a certain energy. Because like I said, we're all on a different timeline. We're all living our own life. So you can't have expectations of other people. Expectation is the root of all heartache. Damn, I can't talk today, bitch. It is the root of all heartache, okay? So I have to forgive others for not meeting my expectations. Don't lower your expectations necessarily. That's not what I'm saying, but you can't hold people to certain standards, okay? You're only in control of yourself. But I release self-deprecating tendencies, okay? Negative self-talk, behaviors, like sometimes there'll be some minor inconvenience and I'm like, fuck, I'm so stupid. Almost like to beat somebody to the like the punch, you know? And then people around like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, well, you're not stupid because X, Y, Z, like it's such a minor inconvenience. But I'm like so quick to sell myself short or talk myself down or say something like that. And that's got to stop, okay? I don't think about other people when they minorly inconvenience me and think, this fucking dumb bitch. It's like, it's okay, queen. I have to show myself the same grace. So I release those self-deprecating tendencies and self-talk. My doubtfulness, okay? I can, I will, I'm going to, I am able, okay? My impatience. I be impatient as fuck sometimes. I like instant gratification, but everything is a process. So I have to be more patient. I need to be more patient. I've definitely developed more patience, but it could still use some work for sure. Certain outlooks on things, you know, like the whole, I'm destined for failure. So I need to live in this way or minimize these risks. Okay. You got to have a more positive outlook on things. And that's something I'm releasing is those negative outlooks. Poor time management. Okay. It's late in the day and I'm just finishing this episode. I should have had this over yesterday and I didn't because of poor time management. Okay. I waste a lot of time. And so that is something I really, really got to fix. Okay. Reluctant behaviors, kind of self-explanatory, like not putting myself out there, being reluctant to speak up or take on a certain responsibility, fear of rejection, pessimistic energy, laziness, creative blocks. Okay, I'm tired of going through these writer blocks, these, but also a lot of that has to do with your surroundings, and my surroundings have become kind of cluttered. The contrast of both of my cars, like going from my Yaris the other day to get my gym bag and putting it in my new car, there's just something about the how messy that car is, how I didn't take the best care of it. And getting in this new car, it smells good, it's clean, it's tidy, there's nothing in it. And something about like driving it, it's kind of changing my energy. Like in my other car, I mean, obviously road rage doesn't just like go away overnight, but I had some pretty bad road rage. I don't know what it is, but when I started driving this car, when somebody is trying to cut me off or doing something or just being a bitch on the highway or the road or whatever, I'm not as quick to be like, you fucking bitch. I'm just like, you know what? Life is great. Go on, mama. Do what you gotta do, okay? So, where was I going with that? Damn, I can't read my handwriting, bitch. Okay, connections that aren't serving or satisfying my higher self. Okay, I'm releasing that shit, okay? I've been doing that for a while now, but I just really gotta buckle down. Reckless spending, obviously. My over availability, I'm releasing that shit, girl. I can't be everything for everybody, and I can't always be available, and I can't always interrupt one plan to be there for somebody else. You know, I gotta stop doing that. I've gotta stop self-isolating as well, and just living with dread, okay? Like dreading starting the day, dreading getting out of bed, dreading going to the gym. I still do it, but there's like this sense of dread, and I gotta let that go. Please, universe, release that from me. Please, thank you. Perfectionism, that's also kind of something that I have struggled with that has held me back, as I'm like, oh, it's not gonna be perfect, so fuck it, or I'm not going to even try because it's not going to be perfect. Or when I do try something, I'm too hard on myself and I take too long to fulfill it because it has to be, in my eyes, perfect. And then it's usually not perfect because I spent too much time stressing over the little details that it just didn't get fulfilled, you know? My emotional reactiveness, definitely something that I have worked on the most, I would say, over the past year and a half. I'm not perfect. I still have my moments, but the frequency in which I have these emotional defensive outbursts or and the intensity both have decreased quite a bit. You know, back in the day, somebody would be looking at me funny and I'd be quick to say something. I would be quick to pop off, if you will, to the Karens and the people that were being phobic or being ugly or being weird towards me. I would be quick to engage in conflict. And that shit is so exhausting. It really is. Like I said, I'm not perfect. So that don't get me wrong. Y'all will still hear some complaints. Y'all will still hear some situations arise, but they have definitely decreased in their frequency. I am choosing my battles more wisely. If it's not worth my energy, you know, and my approach is a little less aggressive in certain situations. So those are the things that I am releasing. Write in your journal, girls. I highly recommend it. It's great to look back on. Don't, if you don't want to, you don't have to, but I do recommend it for sure. I am going to wrap this episode up. I know it was a little shorter than usual. My apologies, but it's time to get the day started, and it's almost, oh, it's 4:11. So I love y'all. Hold it down and be great. Live, laugh, love.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.